This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A SpaceX rocket carrying two Americans has docked with the International Space Station, the first commercial launch to take U.S. astronauts into space. It's also the first time in almost a decade a U.S. rocket has lifted off carrying American astronauts to the International Space Station. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, with the Dragon capsule aboard, launched into orbit from Kennedy Space Center Saturday. This morning, Americans are still processing what happened following protests over the death of George Floyd. Floyd, an African-American, died Monday while in the custody of white Minneapolis police officers. Nationwide, police have arrested people in almost two dozen U.S. cities, according to the Associated Press. The National Guard was called up in about a dozen states and the District of Columbia. They deployed outside the White House. You can hear law enforcement firing pepper spray as crowds taunted officers. In New York City, dangerous confrontations flared repeatedly as officers made arrests and cleared streets. In Philadelphia, at least 13 officers were injured when peaceful protests turned violent and at least four police vehicles were set on fire. In Los Angeles, the governor declared a state of emergency and ordered the National Guard to back up the city's police officers. The police chief said they helped control the situation.
We go to locations, we secure it, we even make arrests, and then only to have to come back to the location because others come in behind us. So this is going to allow us to hold ground at hundreds of locations and without taxing our police resources, which will allow us to go out and ensure the safety of communities.
From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. The protests have sent shudders through the health community and elevated fears the huge crowds will lead to a new surge in cases of the coronavirus. The number of cases worldwide has topped 6 million Sunday, according to a running tally by Johns Hopkins University. Nearly 370,000 people have died from the virus, almost 104,000 of them in the hardest-hit country, the United States. The U.S. has nearly 1.8 million confirmed infections, while the world pushes toward 6.1 million cases. Nearly 2.6 million people have recovered from the respiratory illness. Latin American countries brace for difficult weeks ahead as the disease spreads rapidly across the region while much of the world exits lockdowns. Brazil registers another record surge in daily infections as divisions deepen among leaders on how to deal with the pandemic, thus hampering efforts to slow the virus. Brazil lags only behind the United States in confirmed cases. Restaurants, cafes, and bars in Paris will be able to put more tables outside when they reopen Tuesday after 2 months of lockdowns. Inside dining rooms must remain closed, though. The mayor told a paper, "In this crisis, Paris needs to support its restaurants and bars. They are the heart of our city." The high number of COVID-19 cases and higher contagion risks in the densely populated Paris region prompted authorities to allow only limited operations for now. Restaurants across other areas of France can fully reopen Tuesday. For hundreds of Belgians hoping to spend time with French friends and relatives after almost 3 months of lockdown, the sunny holiday weekend proved a grim disappointment. While families with ties in the Netherlands, Germany, and Luxembourg were able to put the coronavirus epidemic out of their minds for a short while, the French border remained shut. Belgian travelers without written proof they were on essential business were turned back by French police, despite an announcement from their own government that reunions and shopping trips can resume. Greece may be a top vacation destination, but for the British, Americans, and Italians dreaming of getting away, the country will be off limits for some time. The government in Athens has left them off a list of 29 countries from which Greece will start accepting visitors as it scrambles to mitigate the damage the COVID-19 pandemic has spelled for its biggest money-making industry, tourism. Greek tourism officials say travelers from the permitted countries will be able to enter Greece beginning June 15th, allowed to touch down only at the capital's main international airport and the northern metropolis of Thessaloniki, not other sun-kissed destinations. And global sports has started to rev back into action with Austria announcing it will host Formula One's delayed season opener July 5th and the NBA eyeing a July 31st return. Britain approved the return of domestic competitive sports June 1st, but with no fans present. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.